بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت: ما شبع آل محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم من خبز شعير يومين متتابعين حتى قبض رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، متفق عليه. وفي رواية: ما شبع آل محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم منذ قدم المدينة من طعام البر 3 ليال تباعا حتى قبضا. This chapter, which deals with the virtue of hunger and simplicity, sufficing with little, so far as what one eats, drinks, wears, etc. We discussed a few verses of the Quran, and at the end of that, as Imam Nawawi rahimahullah generally mentions, والآيات في الباب كثيرة معلومة. He says that there are many more verses of the Quran which could be used to explain this particular chapter, but he is sufficing on what has been mentioned. Thereafter, as is his wont, the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam pertaining to the subject matter, the first of which is a narration by Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, the beloved wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She observes, ما شبع آل محمد من خبز شعير ما شبع آل محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم من خبز شعير يومين متتابعين. She says that the family of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, that is referring to the أزواج المطهرات, the mothers of the believers, she said they never ate stomach full min khubz sha'ir, barley bread, for 2 days consecutively until the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this depicts the extent of austerity, of simplicity that was prevalent in the home of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That not only did Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself adopt a life of extreme simplicity, hardship and difficulty, but obviously as an extension of himself, this was found with the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, our mothers, the beloved wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. She says, Alu Muhammad, the descendants, the family, the relations of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam never had stomach full of barley bread. Barley bread is a basic necessity of life, a simple dish, not something fancy. Yet she says, 2 days consecutively, we never had this. Hatta qubida Rasulullah, until the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In another narration, it is mentioned, ما شبع آل محمد منذ قدم المدينة. From the time that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to Madinah Munawwara, Alu Muhammad, the descendants, the family of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, never had stomach full of wheat bread. 3 layalin tiba'a, for 3 days consecutively, hatta qubida, until Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed away. The entire nubuwwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam spanned over a period of plus minus 23 years. Ulama ikram estimate 8,156 days. This narration, obviously, who has greater authority to describe something like this or to mention something that like this in an authentic manner than Aisha radiallahu anha herself, who was obviously a leading pillar of the household of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She says, 2 days consecutively or 3 days consecutively, we never ate stomach full. And that too of something absolutely simple. This hadith also serves as a proof to contradict the view that there is this viewpoint that is put forward, that towards the latter part of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what we call the period of Futuhat, where there were Islamic conquests and Islamic victories, at that latter part of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a lot of wealth came into Madinah Munawwara. So there has been this view that was put forward that Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam became wealthy towards the latter part of his life. However, we find that this such ahadith like this, where she says hatta qubida, until Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, in other words, right till the end, this was the situation in the household of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From this we find that even though booty came towards the latter part of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam would immediately distribute this. He would not keep anything back with himself. He would spend this upon the poor, upon the destitute, upon those who were needy, and to such an extent, and he would encourage his wives also, that whatever was given by them, whatever allowance was given to them, that they also should spend it. So this is how very, very quickly, whatever little there was, that also would be spent. In fact, in one narration it is mentioned, مَا شَبِيَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ تِبَاعًا مِنْ خُبْزِ الْحِنْطَ حَتَّى فَارَقَ الدُّنْيَا. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not eat stomach full for 3 days consecutively wheat bread, خُبْز الْحِنْطَ, in other words, wheat bread, حَتَّى فَارَقَ الدُّنْيَا, until he passed away from this world. And such was the extent, how limited the food was in the home of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We see in the riwayat of Ibn Sa'd, it is mentioned, وَمَا رُفِعَ عَنْ مَائِدَتِهِ كِسْرَةُ خُبْزٍ فَضْلًا حَتَّى قُبِضَ. And there was never left over. There was never left over on the dastarkhan of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam a piece of bread as extra until Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away. One hand, there was never enough for them to eat stomach full. That too for 2 days or 3 days consecutively of absolutely simple food. And then there was never any leftover also. Now if we have to try and compare this with our lifestyle, with what happens on our dastarkhan, we find that there is absolutely no comparison whatsoever with the simplicity that was prevalent in the home of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because if you ponder over this, there was nothing left over. There was never even a piece of bread. She says, "Hatta faraqat dunya," until Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam left this world, until he passed away, there was no leftover on the dastarkhan, and whatever was there was not sufficient for them to eat stomach full. And this was not the case rarely, once in a while, no. She says 2 days consecutively or 3 days consecutively. And what is even more, what is even a greater lesson for us is that which we mentioned many, many times, that this type of poverty was not forced upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was not circumstantial poverty. This was ikhtiyari poverty. He chose this level of poverty. He chose this level of austerity. عَرَضَ عَلَيَّ رَبِّي أَنْ يَجْعَلَ بَطْحَاءَ مَكَّةَ ذَهَبًا وَفِضَّةً فَأَبَيْتُ وَقُلْتُ يَا رَبِّي أَجُوعُ يَوْمًا وَأَشْبَعُ يَوْمًا إِذَا جُعْتُ تَضَرَّعْتُ إِلَيْكَ وَسَأَلْتُكَ وَإِذَا شَبِعْتُ حَمِدْتُكَ وَشَكَرْتُكَ. He said, My Rabb offered me to turn the mountain ranges of Makkah into gold and silver for me. I said, no. أَجُوعُ يَوْمًا وَأَشْبَعُ يَوْمًا. Oh my Rabb, one day I will eat, one day I'll go hungry. The day when I eat, I will praise and make your shukr, I will show my gratitude to you. And the day when I go hungry, I will beg from you and I will ask from you. So he chose this level of poverty and hardship and difficulty and austerity. And not only himself, this was brought upon the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this was throughout his life, hatta faraqa dunya, until Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away. In fact, we find in the next narration, an Urwata an Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the narrator of this hadith is Urwa bin Zubair radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. This is the nephew of Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, sister Asma. Asma was married to Zubair bin Awam. Zubair bin Awam is from amongst the, what we call the Ashara e Mubashara. Where in one majlis, in one gathering, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, 10 sahaba who are regarded as the top 10 sahaba, Abu Bakr fil Jannah, Umar fil Jannah, Uthman fil Jannah, Ali fil Jannah, Talha fil Jannah, Zubair fil Jannah, Saad bin Abi Waqas fil Jannah, Abdurrahman bin Auf fil Jannah, Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah, and Sa'id bin Zayd, Abu al-A'war, 10 Sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, who in one majlis and gathering were given the basharat and glad tidings of Jannah. Amongst them was Zubair bin Awam, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the husband of Asma, radiyallahu anha, who was the daughter of Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and the sister of Aisha, radiyallahu anha. Obviously, of that union, their son was Urwa bin Zubair. He was born either at the end of the Khilafat of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu or at the beginning of the Khilafat of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Urwa bin Zubair was the nephew of Aisha radiallahu anha. In other words, her sister's son. His thirst for knowledge was very, very great. And this led him to learn ahadith from Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, from his aunt. And 4 or 5 years before the demise of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, he had learned all her ahadith by heart. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is the narrator of more than 2,200 ahadith. There are more than 2,200 ahadith narrated by Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, who is the second most prolific narrator of hadith. 5,374 ahadith are narrated by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. After him, the second most prolific narrator of hadith is Aisha radiallahu anha. Urwa bin Zubair, the nephew of Aisha radiallahu anha. Urwa was a tabi'i, born after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as we mentioned, at the end of the Khilafat of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, or the beginning of the Khilafat of Sayyidina Uthman. His thirst for knowledge led him to learn all of the ahadith of Aisha radiallahu anha by heart, 4 or 5 years prior to her demise. He narrates an Urwata an Aishata radiallahu anha. He narrates from his aunt Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, annaha kanat taqul, that very often she would observe and she would mention about the situation in the home of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wallahi yabna ukhti, she would say to him, by the qasam of Allah, O my nephew, in kunna lananduru ila al-hilal, thumma al-hilal, thumma al-hilal. We would look at one moon or one crescent, then another crescent, and then another crescent. Thalathata ahilla, 3 crescents, 3 moons, fi shahrain, 2 months. In other words, 60 days. Allah's qasam, O my nephew, 60 days would pass. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha often would say this to Urwa bin Zubair. وَمَا أُوْقِدَ فِي أَبْيَاتِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ نَارٌ, and the fire would not be lit. In other words, the stove would not be lit. فِي أَبْيَاتِ, in any of the houses. In any of the houses. Not in the house of Aisha, but any of the houses of Rasulullah صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. قُلْتُ يَا خَالَ فَمَا كَانَ يَعِيشُكُمْ. So when he heard this, he says, I would ask her, then, oh my aunt, how did you people stay alive then? What did you eat? What did you subsist on? قَالَتَ الْأَسْوَدَانِ التَّمَرُ وَالْمَا إِلَّا أَنَّهُ. Till the end of the hadith, she said, we would suffice and we would stay alive with the two black things. With the two black things, referring to date and water. Inshallah, we'll continue. SubhanAllah.